And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woohoo. And this is the reveal video for the remote viewing target AIWWNUG001, which was kindly done for us by Jason from Discord. So we had, in the last video, we had the kind of setup where we give you the number. We then did Jason's setup video, which was him in the area telling you the time and the number again. And then we finished off with my remote viewing session. So in this, I want to start by just going through some of the things other people got, some of the impressions or some of the remote viewing feels that people got. And then we go to Jason's reveal of the actual location. And then we'll do a roundup and see how we get on. We'll spoiler it a bit and say we did quite well this time. Better than the last time we did it. So, I did try to print this out, but my printer being evil, as all printers are, didn't print it out. It's just in there talking to itself. So, I'll be reading off the screen. So, excuse me while my eyes do a kind of dance from screen to screen. If you're on the podcast, then you don't care, so just ignore me. Electro Wizard. I have seen panther over lion because in my remote viewing, I had this kind of vision of a lion. But definitely big cat energy. Tanks being water tanks in my head instead of petrol. Though I was picking up military stuff too and wasn't sure if that's how my brain was filtering tanks. I also had kind of gasoline tanks, petrol tanks. Fred Anderson, the great Homo Satanus, said, not sure what to do, but I give the latest remote viewing a try. I think don't overthink the remote viewing, just kind of go for it and see what happens is more the thing. So I got a very clear image of wheels. Could be locomotive or horse and carriage wheels. A few big boxes which reminded me of train or trucks, and down below is a street going upwards with monuments on the side. Yeah, all over the place. So Sir Echo. So I haven't watched the video yet, because we kind of set it up that if you didn't want to preload at all, you could just go with the number, or you could go with Jason's setup, or you could just watch the whole thing. I saw a big old tree surrounded by a grassy lawn with, and many more trees in the near distance. It looks sort of like a bullet park. Public park, excuse me. With wooden benches, a few people walking about. The big tree was in the centre of a circular-shaped lawn bordered by paths. It was cool or cold that day, and the sky was blue. Smegmar Spasmodic. I got a mental flash of something white and upright. Which, maybe, but had it been for the previous target, you absolutely would have got it spot on, which was the one I did, the AIWWLD001. Ben Terrell. Watched the location video, but not my remote viewing session. Seen a shaman, a large stone circle, monolithic stone, sandstone-coloured cliffs, and feeling of defeat and resignation. Trying to list everything rather than hone in one specific area. Thanks for tips in the last Urvi video. I guess this is me throwing shit at the wall. Well, that's all we're really kind of doing, I suppose, most of the time. Christina Massotti. All I got was a flash of a paw print that turned into a human footprint, then an image of a woman. Sparkle eye shadow, bang, sandy-haired boy with a surprised wonder expression on his face, perhaps a billboard advertisement, but billboard seems old, dated 1940s, 1950s sort of time. Because face were frozen, a picture of an artistic rendition of the woman and the body, rather than a photograph, or in real life, an antique poster or billboard. Okay, interesting. Michael Brown. This time I just thought of a lake and trees with limestone buildings on the other side of the lake. Not sure I'm stuck in limestone. Could be a concrete bunker or something totally different. Steve Clifford. Just looking at the YouTube thumbnail, I got an image. Nothing else after the flash, really. I got inside of a cockpit of an old plane like a Dakota, just because from the doorway into the cockpit, The plane is sitting in a hangar in an old military airport, quite empty and not well tended, and the location is not a dry state. Interesting. I will also point out that I got an airplane and an airport. Just saying, for no reason. The second phase, concentric half circles, light lines on the dark background, a basketball court, medium tall grey office building, more wide than tall, thoughts of an airplane, but not necessarily an airport. Interesting. Open field with dense tree line at one side. So that was ones I just pulled together this morning. There was some other ones, so if I didn't miss out yours, just shout at me in the comments and give it to me for being, you know, not the greatest person at putting these videos together. So I'm going to go over to Jason's reveal video now. And I think some of you are going to find it really, really interesting.
Hello again, Tommy, and good people of the internet. I am Jason, and I am here at Remote Viewing Target AIWWNUG001. Let's see if you figured out where I was. The correct answer to my location is my local airport. Directly to my left, or camera right, was a series of hangars. And slightly beyond that, two airplanes. Immediately past those, a third next to a hangar, the taxiway, and beyond that, the runway and the road. Did you get it right?
Have it. Some of us got it spot on, including me, for a change. I usually never get these spot on, but I did mention airport and an airplane. And that kind of idea of the single-story white concrete buildings certainly is in it as well. And even you could kind of really, you know, shove in some of the other things I did. Not so much the lion. I don't know what that was about, but maybe that'll come to light sometime later in the future. But we had a few other people who also, like Steve Clifford, definitely had the airport, airplane kind of vibe thing going on. And a few other people, who was the second phase, also mentioned an airplane. So I think that was pretty good. I think we did well. We got definitely closer to it this time than we did on the last one, which no one got it spot on. But we had a number of people pretty much getting it spot on. Like in mine, it did pop in the middle of it, and it was some sort of description of the buildings and stuff. But it's like, I don't think anyone would guess the location from my description of it, you know, so it's still kind of reliant on being told, you know, what it is. So what I suppose I'm pointing at is saying is that I don't know how helpful the level of remote viewing we're doing at the moment would be in the sort of, you know, psychic spies type thing. But I suppose if they knew what the actual target was, it would help. Like if you just knew that something strange was going on where Jason was, and then a few people said it's an airport, it's airplanes, and you're some sort of military intelligence, you go, oh, that's interesting that there's an airport there, or whatever. So maybe it is of a high level. Again, it's a game, it proves nothing. I can promise you as much as possible that I did not see Jason's reveal video until after our remote session. But for all you know, I could be entirely lying, which I'm not, but you don't know, so you have to take all of this with a grain of salt. Same of which any of the kind of other things that other people, you know, who knows what means or methods. Maybe they're Jason's best friends, who knows. From your point of view, none of that seems to be true. And I'm not kind of trying to dismiss it either. I'm just saying that you have to be aware when you do things like this that you're doing it just for fun and you're doing it just to be interested and improve your own kind of maybe psychic ability. Or some people don't like that word when it comes to remote viewing, your kind of magic ability or remote viewing ability. But to not take it as proof of anything, you know, that doing these things. It's not a scientific study. It's not rigorous. It would not hold up to any sort of kind of inquiry by a skeptical mind. But it's fun, and I enjoy doing it, and I do think it's interesting, and I do think I'm personally convinced of remote viewing, just from my own thing, that knowing that seeing things that Spud has done, seeing things that other people have done, even down to this one myself getting it, a lot of the targets right. It seems highly improbable that of all the things in the world that I could have said, all the words we have, all the different types of things we have, all the different types of areas, that I would describe something in my remote viewing that was pretty similar to where Jason Mose and Steve Clifford and the second phase and all the other people who got things that were similar to it. So anyway, that's the end of my rant. We will be doing another one. The next one is going to be from Spud, as far as I know, and that will be coming soon. And Google's giving that to me. So we will go to there. There'll be other videos in the meantime and podcasts and all that. So watch out for it. And good people of the internet, may you have a wonderful day, and may your remote viewing be what did I say last time? Sorry, your remote viewing be perfect. May you have perfect eyesight. May your remote viewing be 2020. So may your best days be ahead, and be well.